Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood self-assurance guru. Welcome to Daily Self-Reassurance. Ever feel like your brain's playing a game of, what if? On loop? Like you're constantly running through worst-case scenarios, even when things are going pretty great? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving into something super personal. My own journey with anxiety and how I managed to flip the script. Because let's face it, navigating this crazy world can be a lot, right? But before we get started, remember, you are capable, strong, and worthy of feeling confident and at ease. This isn't about being perfect. It's about understanding those anxious whispers and learning to say, nope, when they try to take over. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that really helped me on my journey. First up, recognizing the signs. Anxiety can sneak up on you in so many ways. Constant worry, racing thoughts, maybe even physical symptoms like a tight chest or difficulty sleeping. It's like having this invisible gremlin whispering doubts in your ear. So, pay attention to those signals. Journaling can be a lifesaver here. Get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. You'll start seeing patterns and understanding your triggers better. Next, it's all about challenging those negative thought patterns. Think of it like this. Anxiety is a master storyteller, but it often spins tales based on fear, not facts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or what if I fail? Quote question mark. Replace those thoughts with something more empowering. I'm going to give it my best shot, or even if it doesn't go perfectly, I'll learn from it. Remember, your thoughts are not your reality. You have the power to choose which stories you believe. It's like that scene in The Matrix, where Neo chooses to take the red pill and see the world for what it really is. It takes courage, but the payoff is worth it. Speaking of courage, facing your fears head-on is a game-changer. I know, easier said than done, right? But remember, fears are like monsters under the bed. They're scarier in the dark. So, shine a light on them. Take small steps outside your comfort zone every day. It could be something as simple as talking to a new person or trying a new activity. And let's not forget the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about prioritizing your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, and spending time doing things you genuinely enjoy. Imagine yourself as a plant. You need the right nutrients and sunlight to thrive. Finally, remember that you're not alone on this journey. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or even consider seeking professional help. There's no shame in asking for guidance when you need it. Let me tell you about a time when I really felt the weight of anxiety. I was preparing for a major presentation at work, and my mind went into overdrive. Every little detail seemed like a potential disaster. What if I forgot my words? What if people laughed at me? My stomach was in knots, and I could barely sleep. But then, I remembered all those tips we just talked about. I practiced my presentation until I felt confident, challenged those negative thoughts, and visualized myself succeeding. I also made sure to take breaks, eat well, and get enough rest. On the day of the presentation, I still felt a little nervous, but I was able to channel that energy into excitement. And you know what? It went really well. The audience was engaged, and I received positive feedback. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Anxiety doesn't have to control you. By recognizing the signs, challenging negative thoughts, facing your fears, practicing self-care, and seeking support, you can gain confidence and navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, are you ready to take charge of your mental well-being? Start by identifying one thing from today's episode that resonates with you. Maybe it's journaling your thoughts or trying a new self-care activity. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of self-assurance. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.